160 soldiers from across Massachusetts are home now after a year-long tour of duty in Afghanistan. The Massachusetts National Guard's 379th Engineering Company returned yesterday, reuniting with family and friends at Guard Armories in Reading and in Pittsfield, as well as in Bourne, where WBUR's Fred Tice caught up with them.
13-year-old Ashley Ducey is here from Marshfield to greet her dad.
Friday's vacation, and he's bringing me skiing.
Ducey lives with her grandmother. Her dad is thinking about going back to Afghanistan as a civilian because the money's good. In the Bourne Armory, Maureen Pert from Brockton waits for her son Richard, who just turned 22. This was his first tour in Afghanistan. It's been a year of anxiety for his mother.
Frightening most times, especially when you wouldn't hear from them, and then you'd see on the news that there was somebody killed or injuries and stuff like that, and you wouldn't know who it was.
In the past 6 months, Pert hasn't had a lot of contact with her son.
You might hear every couple of weeks, and it might be a quick phone call, might be a quick chat on Facebook, gotta go.
Pert says she and her husband, Ed, had no idea where in Afghanistan their son was. He wouldn't tell.
A lot of care packages. Lots of care packages.
Put it this way, he's coming home with a lot of bags full of pride stuff she sent.
He was going to take up guitar lessons. So, because one of the guys did guitar, so I had sent a guitar over there. What else did I send? Oh, my God.
Everything.
The sheets, I kept saying to him. Did you change the sheets? No, Mara, I probably slept in the bed.
So. Mother, take care of baby.
The Pert son has just re-enlisted so he could be deployed again. Maureen is not optimistic about the war in Afghanistan.
It's a losing battle at this point. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I really don't. So I can't imagine that we'll be out of there by July. And if we are, why are you still sending people over there? You know, they just had guys from Reading deploy. I'm just glad he's out of it, so.
Pert last saw her son at the end of August when he was home for a 15-day leave. In the middle of the armory, Pat Travers from Taunton is waiting in a scooter.
And who are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for all of them. My daughter belongs in this group, but she got hurt over in Afghanistan.
Oh, she did. Where is she now?
She's at Walter Reed Medical Center in D.C. She's been there since she got hit, August 3rd.
With an IED? Or?
Yes. Yeah. They were driving one of those new trucks. She still has more surgeries to go through. Her eye, a lot of cosmetic surgery has to be done, but she's in good spirits.
Travers says it helps her to see all the men and women who served with her daughter in the past 7 years. Her daughter, Bree, is 30. She just got married at Walter Reed. Travers last saw her at Thanksgiving, and she doesn't anticipate their next reunion until summer. Slowly, people file out to the front of the armory. There, yellow ribbons are tied around the portico's columns. People hold American flags and cups of coffee. They move up to the road. Some carry flowers. One woman steps gingerly on the ice in her high heels. As the bus comes into view, cheers break out. And as the doors open, screams of joy fill the parking lot. Tears meet broad smiles.
And here it is.
Four kids hold up a sign saying, "Welcome home. We love you, Dad."
This is him. Oh, Richard. Rich. Wow.
Remember Maureen Pert? She's just found her son.
I'm happy to be back. It's amazing to be back. Scared I wasn't going to come back for a while, but I'm good now.
Pert says he's looking forward to riding his bike. Another soldier tells his family he learned to play hearts and spades while he was deployed. People look for one another in the crowd and the happy din of reunion. It's a big, confusing scene. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
Mm-hmm.